This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1746. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 6th, Afghanistan, Algeria, Antarctica, Canada, China, Cuba, France, Greece, India, International Vacuum, Iran, Japan, Korea North, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Oklahoma, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Sarawak, South Carolina, Taiwan, Tromelin, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In the medium wave circle, a non-medium wave tip from Steve Whitt in England. If you want to hear internal command and control communications within the Taliban, try 6645 kHz. I spotted this frequency on a transceiver readout filmed as part of a BBC Panorama program about the Taliban. The frequency was being used simplex during local daylight, presumably for medium-range communications. I presume VHF is not very helpful in Afghan terrain. Again, that's 6645, probably upper sideband. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been monitoring the new B-14 schedule of Algeria, transmitted via France. These are 500 kilowatt units aimed back toward Algeria, but providing good signals many other places. These are mostly in Arabic. There are two different networks, some with Quran, some with other programming, and at the top of certain hours, there's a five-minute news bulletin in French. All the details are in his original compilation, but I'll just round off the transmission times from 04 to 07 UT on 5865, from 05 to 06, 7295. From 18 to 20 on 11985, from 19 until 21, 11775, from 20 to 22, 9380, from 21 to 23, 6145. On occasion around sunrise, I've heard a just barely audible carrier, among others, on 612 kilohertz, seeming to come across the Pacific, the most likely being Brisbane, Australia. Tim Tromp in West Michigan reports to ABDX he was actually able to hear some audio and identify it November 1st at 1210 UT. It's one of the ABC stations, 4QR. He matched it with their live web stream. The reactivated CFRX Toronto not only has Cuba RM in the evenings on 6070, but the Vatican as well. In the B-14 schedule, the Latin Mass at 0630 UT has strangely appeared on 6070. Previous winters, I believe they were on 6075, and it's totally unclear why they would have moved, especially since there's another station in Germany now on 6070. However, there's good news from the new Radio Havana Cuba schedule obtained by Wolfgang Büschel, which does not go into effect until November 9th. 6070 is not on their B-14 schedule. So it looks like CFRX will once again have a clear frequency most of the time. Another RHC frequency, which is about to disappear, is 12010. Replaced in the mornings by 11950. That's in Spanish, of course, and a new one in the evenings, also in Spanish, will be 9535 between 22 and 05 UT, now that Spain has self-destructed. Big news on October 31st was that La Maison de la Radio, the headquarters for French broadcasting in Paris, caught fire. First news we had of it came from BBC News via Chuck Albertson. A major fire forced the evacuation of the French National Radio Building in Paris, interrupting programs. thick columns of smoke poured from Maison de la Radio, just west of the Eiffel Tower, making the fire visible right across the French capital. Some reports spoke of explosions. Before firefighters got to the scene, there were no immediate reports of casualties. A somewhat later story from AP via Mike Cooper says the fire was contained in the early afternoon and there was no risk of it spreading to other floors. The fire started in a part of the building's eighth floor that was undergoing renovations, not being used by radio personnel. In a sign of the building's national importance, President François Hollande interrupted a news conference with the Turkish president to address the incident. He said the damage appears considerable. It's a great shock. The building, nicknamed the Roundhouse for its circular design, was built in 1963, houses studios for some of France's most popular radio stations. Renovations have been going on for years, notably to modernize its anti-fire protections. Mike Cooper, who is very familiar with France, says, by the way, the fire at Maison de la Radio should have no effect on Radio France International, which moved to the Parisian suburbs a couple of years ago. Marty Delphine in Spain, however, says, some RFA newscasts, French and Spanish, were still being produced and presented at Maison de la Radio, at least up until last March, when I visited. Some in the English service were combined with the international TV news station France 24 when it took to the air some years back, but the RFI webpage is still being maintained and run from the 16th arrondissement, location of the Roundhouse. ERT Open in Greece continues to appear, but not all the time, on 9420, but lately it went back to 9415 for reasons unknown, and also 9935 kHz. Unfortunately, at times, that was getting heavy interference from WTWW number 2 on 9930, which has been staying on the air later than it had been in the previous season, instead of, as you might expect, switching to 5 MHz earlier, such as at 0117 November 1st, they were 5 kHz apart. Huge sideband splash from WTWW upon Greece 9935. That's the frequency they really ought to move 5 or even 10 kHz further away. However, most recently, as of November 4th and 5th, it seems WTWW2 has crashed again, not being heard on either frequency. Alan Rowan England, proprietor of the shortwave station Hitlist at worldofradio.com, reports October 31st, All India Radio have a new AIR World website live. It's airworldservice.org. I think it may still be a work in progress. There is a small archive of programs, both audio and text, from Destination India, India on the Move, Indian Heritage, Legends of Indian Cinema, and Vibrant India. But currently all the archives are only for last August. There's also a listen button for live radio, but it gives a relay of the FM Gold service. The existing website continues, including details of frequencies for the external service. It's allindiaradio.gov.in. And Alan follows up on November 3rd. I asked All India Radio about their new website and received this email reply. Thanks for your interest in the General Overseas Service. As you've rightly observed, this is a soft launch. We will by and by have our audio transmission broadcast also for listening, as well as other features. Please do spread the word. As for listening to All India Radio Direct on shortwave, many of us in North America have been complaining about Cuba, which usurped the frequency 11670 in our afternoons, which was one of the best ones for hearing All India Radio. That is the 2045 to 2230 UT broadcast. Jim Andrew in Houston, Texas, was trying to listen November 2nd at 2135. He says it was a fair signal and built up to a solid 545 by 2200. But that's when Cuba came on, although India on this date was holding its own at times for the next 30 minutes. Parallel 9445 was there but weak. He says it was actually easier to follow the program under Cuba than on 9445. Well, from November 9th, if we can believe Cuba's new schedule, that frequency will once again be off the air until midnight UT, thus freeing it for India earlier, as I believe was the case last winter. And Joe's Jacob has some domestic shortwave news in DX India. AIR Jaipur is back on shortwave after a few weeks, he says, on October 30th, 5040 at midnight 25 to 445 and 1130 to 1741 UT. And he says after some weeks they will also be back on 6040, their day frequency, at 0446 until 0915. Filed under International Vacuum, but also International Internet. News from Rich Cuff, drawn from the online public radio source, Current. After nearly 10 years on satellite radio, the Bob Edwards Show ceased production September 26th, although repeats were continuing for a while. According to Edwards, this was against his wishes. But SiriusXM decided it was too expensive. He had too many people on his staff, unlike many of their other programs done by individuals. Bob Edwards' weekend began 10 years ago now after he left National Public Radio. Unlike his previous shows, this one was primarily in-depth interviews, which he thinks are a valuable historical archive. Also from International Vacuum, but not SiriusXM. Reminder of the new winter timing for World of Radio via WRN to North America. Saturdays at 18:30 UT. That's so it will seem to be at the same local times now that we're standard. 12:30 p.m. Central. Via BCDX, here's the complete new English schedule from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The broadcasts are 1 hour long. And begin, of course, at 20 minutes past the hour with their opening exercises so the news can start on the half hour. Some of these are via the Kamalabad site near Tehran. Others are via the Sirjan site. To North America at 0320 on 7325 and 9710. That's the one they actually call Voice of Justice. At 1020, 17560 and 21510. 1520, 11760 and 13785. Seems to me those broadcasts used to be on more than two frequencies each. And the final one at 1920, mainly to Europe, is on four frequencies, 6040, 7350, 13640 and 15460. On October 29th, I found the latest frequency change for Seabreeze, or Shokaze, from Japan about North Korean abductions, 5985, for the broadcast at 1330 UT. And the next day, October 30th, I confirmed that they are still doing English on Thursdays. Ivo Ivanov agrees and says the other broadcast at 16 to 17 UT is now on 5910. We may expect both of these to change in another month or so. On October 31st at 12:45, I was hearing a weak signal on 7345, some fluttery music. It certainly did not sound like China National Radio 1, which had been using the frequency, but instead Tazin Radio in Myanmar. China was booming in, their Japanese service down on 7325. According to the new Aoki schedule for B14, Chinese use of 7345 was temporarily, apparently, off the air as there was an X next to the frequency opening it up to hear Myanmar, but no telling how long that will last. Should you find Saturday nights, UT Sundays from midnight to 02, an inconvenient time to listen to all of the mighty KBC's giant jukebox. Craig Christ, one of the participants, says on-demand studio-quality audio is now available at his website, www.kg4lac, that's his ham call, .com, in the mighty KBC section. Craig Crist's usual Forgotten Songs segment is around 0150 UT, but not November 2nd. When I tuned in then, I heard instead Uncle Eric plying us with another fart song. It was Yankee Doodle, embellished with rubbing balloons, overblown tubas, or perhaps real farts. Hee, hee, hee. WTFK 7375, of course, via Germany. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio. Number 1746. Much more to be had at our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Hendel in Alabama, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Alternatively, one may contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Some info is emerging about the mysterious Antichrist pro-Yahweh pirate, station YHWH. The monitor in the Mojave Desert, calling himself Token, tells us about the power level of YHWH. It's less than 1 kilowatt. Normal levels are between 200 and 600 watts PEP, about 200 watts of carrier. He is off the power grid and runs solar generator and battery power. And the level he's using at any one time is driven by which he is on at the time. Also, the letters he reads are not from listeners, but rather papers he has written himself. He does call them letters, but he continually refers to himself as this author in relationship to those letters. He does not claim they're from listeners. And even more info emerges from logging, monitoring by Tim Trump in Michigan in the Mayor Tip Sheet, who heard YHWH October 25th at 0300 on 11600. He tuned in during the weird sign-off song Hard Life to find the creepy-sounding theme interrupted by a live station operator who told the audience he had talk-back capability and encouraged anyone listening to join in after he'd signed off. The music continued and finished with a usual goodbye and I love you. Carrier turned off at 0304, but after a few seconds, YHWH came back on weaker, still in the AM mode, and greeted Dr. Benway, a well-known pirate, undercover radio, and they carried on a conversation about what country are you in. YHWH replied with his location and said his power dropped off. He's turned off his generator and was running batteries. Tim Trump says, at this point I jumped on a remote receiver to clearly hear both sides of this bizarre pirate QSO and got clear copy on both from Edmonton, Alberta, both now in the USB mode. They exchanged locations. Benway, more cautious to reveal his than YHWH, who seemed to give it out freely without hesitation. And no details in this report beyond merely the Mojave Desert. Benway would only say their distance apart was several thousand miles. There was a burst of almost psychotic laughter. YHWH then explains his antenna made from chain-link fence pipe, which is suspended in the air from wire, and says it's the same stuff. I don't have anything else new, just the same stuff. Asked Benway how much power he runs, and said YHWH runs 375 watts PEP. He apparently has no internet access and even gave his mailing address over the air, which our monitor, however, does not publish. Later, they were joined by a third pirate operator in this QSO, Blue Ocean Radio. Here's another Oklahoma radio station with a one-hour American Indian program, KUSH 1600 in Cushing, which you may have heard of as the terminus for the oil pipelines. I heard it on my car radio as I was on my way to the Enid Hamfest Saturday morning, November 1st, in the middle of the program at 1530 UT. It certainly stood out with Indian chanting surrounding a 4-H promotion in English. It's on their schedule at 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time on Saturdays. That's now 16 UT until 17. And it seems they do have webcasting, live streaming, if you install Silverlight via 1600KUSH.com. From Communication of the British DX Club, here's the new B-14 schedule of PBS in the Philippines as registered with HFCC. The broadcasts are in English and Tagalog. One of them, I think, is more English, and one of them is more Tagalog, although I have a hard time remembering which, as they're not easily heard. Anyhow, 0200 to 0330 on 15640, 17700, and 17820. 1730 to 1930, 9905, 12120, and 15190. Classical music is a rarity on shortwave, so I must point this out. Should you like to hear some on a Saturday night, tune in the Romanian service of RRI, UT Sundays after 0200 on 7340, better here than parallel 5910. Lest you still hope to hear shortwave reactivated from the Novosibirsk site in Russia, this from Ian of the Shortwave Sites Group. Viewing recent Google Earth imagery reveals quite a bit of felling of the shortwave towers at the Novosibirsk city site occurred in June and July of this year. Here's a rather hot story about someone many of us know or have even met in the shortwave business. Ludo Maes, M-A-E-S, formerly of TDP, the Transmitter Documentation Project, his company renamed BRB for Broadcast Belgium. It's a broker for mostly clandestine broadcasts. But now, there has been published at sarawakreport.org an online story titled Unmasked, The Agent Hired to Jam Radio Free Sarawak, Ludo Maes. There is a 7-minute video. They managed to get an interview with him, and he denies being responsible for jamming Radio Free Sarawak, but the representative of the station claims they have incontrovertible evidence that he attempted to set up a transmission in Russia on the same frequency as RFS for the purpose of jamming it. Our thanks to Keith Perron and Frank Thierry for passing on this story to us. I'm sure you can find it if you go to www.sarawakreport.org. On November 1st and 2nd, we were surprised to hear Brother Scare back on WBCQ on one of their transmitters, 9330, at many different hours of the day and night. But apparently for only those 2 days, I haven't noticed it since. Not sure what's going on. Maybe it was an enticement which failed to get him back on the station. We enjoyed hearing Song of India again on a very good signal relayed by WRMI, UT Sunday, November 2nd, for 1 hour at 01 on 7570. That was preempting Brother Scare for that hour only. No promises yet about whether this will be on every week. We can only hope so. In case you haven't heard, there's a big ham de-expedition to Tromelin Island, T-R-O-M-E-L-I-N, through November 10th, call sign FT4TA. Details at www.tromelin2014.com. For an excellent article or editorial about how valuable the BBC World Service is or ought to be, check out the November 2nd issue of The Guardian. .com. Thanks to Bob Wilkner and Ricky Leong for drawing that to our attention. Harold Froge in Michigan heard what used to be the studio relay of KOA in Denver, now carrying another station in that group, KTCL FM in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. 25950 narrowband FM. The call sign is KB99696. This was October 28th around 1800 UT. And he continues to hear the El Dorado, Texas, KLDE FM studio relay on 25990 on October 26th and 27th. Around midday, it was still playing oldies and not so oldies in English. Also heard by Rob Ross in Ontario, And even Mauro Giroletti in Italy apparently had it, even though the power is supposedly 10 watts. They were both hearing it, however, on November 1st with a change of format. They had suddenly switched to Spanish pop music, Tex-Mex. However, on November 1st and 2nd, Rob Ross and Rich DeAngelo in Pennsylvania were hearing it on the other frequency, 25910. As we first reported last week, there's a brand new shortwave service in North America, Global 24. It's 24 hours a day on 9395 via WRMI, and it did in fact get underway on Halloween. The program schedule is still in the flexible experimental stage, but there's a wide variety of musical and talk programming. Check the Global 24 website or Facebook frequently for some advance program listings. World of Radio has shown up at a number of times, which surprised us, some of them. And these will not necessarily continue following weeks as they're still juggling programming. But the World of Radio times of which I am aware are UT Friday at midnight 30. That'll be an early airing of a new edition. And following their own mailbag, and to be followed by a ham radio program. Then for World of Radio, Saturday at 10:00, Monday at 2200, Wednesday at 05, 14:15, and 2200. Some of these may start a few minutes after the top of the hour when there's some news. I do think they need to reconsider using a single frequency 24 hours. You would have better results on shortwave with a higher frequency in the daytime and a lower one at night. Here in Oklahoma, we find 9395 just about fades out in the daytime. It's sufficient in the evenings and can be very good late at night. Well, the website to check is global24radio.com. By the way, it's notable that the left-leaning news magazine, Democracy Now!, is now on shortwave thanks to Global 24. It's been appearing weekdays at 23 UT, and they even contributed to election night coverage for several hours. Also, it seems that G24 will be carrying just about all the programs produced by PCJ Radio International. There are also a number of relays of foreign shortwave or former shortwave stations, I assume, accessed through the World Radio Network. In the National Radio Club and elsewhere, Scott Feibusch says there's about to be a huge shakeup in radio network news affiliations across the U.S. at the end of the year. ABC has been distributed by Cumulus Media Networks, now merged into Westwood One, but that contract ends December 31st. Westwood One will cease distributing all ABC products on that date. It's also discontinuing NBC Radio News, which actually Westwood One has been producing. On January 1st, Westwood One launches a new news product called Westwood One News. Many but not all ABC and NBC affiliates will be carrying that, which will be produced out of Washington by many of the staffers who now produce NBC Radio News, also featuring audio from CNN. ABC Radio News will continue to be produced, but distributed by a different, smaller syndicator called Skyview. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC's peaking at 22 and 5 on November 16th. Solar flux rising from 100 November 8th to 200 November 19th and 20th, and down to 100 again by November 29th. And that's World of Radio 1746. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.